Welcome to our true crime podcast. We are Vanessa Chesser
and Jerry Lynn Williams,
and we're going to be doing a podcast about Jeffrey Dahmer, about his life and his crimes and his death. Jeffrey Dahmer had thoughts about necrophilia at the age of 14, with his recently divorced parents, was thought to be a cause where his thoughts turn into actions.
Since Wisconsin doesn't have a death penalty, he was sentenced to 937 years in prison. Later, in 1994, he was found injured in the showers and later died on the way to the hospital. His murder was a fellow inmate, and he died from severe head trauma.
He killed around one person each week by the end of the summer in 1991. When Dahmer was 14, he would bring home roadkill and then dissect them and look at the internal organs.
In prison, Dahmer used his food and molded it to look like body parts or severed body parts, and used ketchup as blood and parts were made to look like a certain inmate, and later that inmate killed Dahmer.
Dahmer was baptized in prison. His father, being a Christian, sent him materials to, quote-unquote, turn to God, and Dahmer took a liking to that. A priest came and baptized Dahmer in prison.
Dahmer was an alcoholic, and he drank all through high school and continued drinking in college until he dropped out because of his alcoholism. Stephen Tuomi was his second victim, killed in September of 1987. Dahmer picked him up from a bar and took him back to the hotel room, where he woke up the next morning to Tuomi's beaten dead body. He later stated that he had no memory of actually murdering Tuomi. He implied that he had committed the crime on some sort of blacked out impulse. The killings occurred sporadically after Tuomi. The two victims in 1988, one victim in 1989, and four victims in 1990. He continued to lure unsuspecting men from bars or solicited prostitutes, whom he then drugged, raped, and strangled. But at this point, though, Dahmer also began carrying out particularly disturbing acts with their corpses, continuing to use their bodies for intercourse, taking photographs of the dismembering process, preserving with specific precision to his victims' skulls and genitals for display, and even retaining the consumption.
During this period, Dahmer was arrested for an incident at his job at the chocolate factory, where he drugged and sexually fondled a 15-year-old boy. For this, he was given a sentence of 5 years probation. 1 year at a work release camp, he was required to register as a sex offender. He was released 2 months early from the work program and subsequently moved into Milwaukee apartment in May of 1990. There, despite regular appointments with his probation officer, he would remain free to commit 4 murders that year and 8 more in 1991. Dahmer began killing around one person each week by the end of the summer of 1991. He became influenced with the idea that he could turn his victims into zombies to act as useful and submissive sexual partners. He used many different techniques, such as drilling holes into their skull and injecting acid or boiling water into their brains. Soon the neighbors began to complain about strange noises and awful smells coming from Dahmer's apartment. On one occasion, a victim Dahmer left unattended even made it out to the street and asked several bystanders for help. When Dahmer returned, however, he successfully convinced the police that the irrational young man was simply his extremely intoxicated boyfriend. The officers failed to run a background check that would have revealed Dahmer's sex offender status, allowing him to narrowly escaped from his fate for a little while longer.
July 22, 1981, Dahmer lured Tracy Edwards into his home with the promise of cash in exchange for his company. While inside, Edwards was then forced into the bedroom by Dahmer with a butcher knife. During the struggle, Edwards was able to get free and escape out into the streets where he flagged down a police car. When the police arrived at Dahmer's apartment, Edwards alerted them to the knife that was in the bedroom. Upon entering the bedroom, the officers found the pictures of dead bodies and dismembered limbs. That allowed them to finally place Dahmer under arrest. Further investigation of the home led them to find several severed heads in the fridge. Severed heads there at the apartment, multiple photographs of the victims, and more human remains in his refrigerator. A total of 7 skulls were found in his apartment, as well as human heart in the freezer. An altar was constructed with candles and human skulls in his closet. After being taken into custody, Dahmer confessed, and being divulging to the gruesome details of his crimes to the authorities.
Dahmer was indicted on 15 murder charges when the trial began on January 30th, 1992. Even though the evidence against him was overwhelming, Dahmer pled insanity as his defense due to the nature of his disturbing and uncontrollable impulses. Following the 2 weeks of the trial, the court declared him sane and guilty of 15 counts of murder. He was sentenced to 15 life terms, a total of 957 years in prison. In May of the same year, he entered a guilty plea for the murder of his first victim, Stephen Hicks, and received an additional life sentence.